Hello, everybody.
Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today we have a mashal, that is a parable or an example, told by the Kaznitzer Maggid, Rabbi Yisrael Hopstein. He lived in the early 1700s to the late 1700s. And he tells it as a mashal to understand the tricks of the Yetzer Hara, how our evil inclination can try to trick us. And of course, from this story, we will also understand how to prevent the Yetzer Hara from tricking us. Because the Yetzer Hara and the Satan and the Malach HaMavis, the angel of death, are all one. And of course, they are doing everything they can to hold back the Geula from coming. And we are doing everything we can to make the Geula come quicker. So it's very important for us to understand how to defend ourselves against the Yetzer Hara and how to knock him out of the box, as they say. So once a man bought a palace, a beautiful palace, and his friend said to him, "You have such a beautiful palace. I would like to buy half of it from you." And the man who had the palace said, "Absolutely not." He said, "Well, could I maybe buy one floor of it?" "No." "Well, how about one apartment?" "No," said the man who owned the palace. "What about one room?" "No." "Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. Can I at least knock a nail into the wall in one tiny corner and hang my coat there?" "Well, okay," the owner of the palace finally said. "You can knock a nail into the wall in one little corner." Okay, so that's what this man did. The next day he came to him and he said, "I knocked the nail into the wall. Can I please hang my coat there?" "No," the owner of the palace said. "No, no, I don't want to hear it about you anymore. But you said that I could knock a nail into the wall to hang my coat. Can I at least please hang my coat there?" "Okay, fine." He hung his coat there. And the next day, he knocked on the door. He said, "I want to get my coat. I want to get my coat now." The owner of the palace said, "I don't want you in my house. But you said that I could hang a nail there, that I could knock a nail into the wall to hang my coat. I want my coat back." And so each day he would come, he would want to hang up his coat, take his coat, hang up his coat, take his coat. It became such a pain in the neck to the owner of the palace that finally the owner of the palace said, "Okay, I'm going to give you a room, a tiny room with your own entrance. So you don't have to bother me all the time about your coat. You come and go whenever you want and just hang your coat there. And that's it. Don't bother me anymore. Don't talk to me. Just hang your coat." Okay. So he would come and go, hang his coat, take his coat back. He would come at all hours of the night, and then he brought in his family, and there was him and his wife and a few kids, and they were in this little room and made a lot of noise. And finally, the owner of the palace said, "Okay, you're making so much noise. Here, I'll give you a small apartment at least." But that didn't help at all, because now this man brought in even more people, other relatives and other friends, and they made so much noise that finally the owner of the palace said, "Okay, I'll give you one floor. Just one floor, and don't bother me anymore. I don't want to hear any noise. Just that one floor." But you could guess what happened, that the more area he gave him, the more parties he made and more events and lots of noise. And somehow or another, everybody heard him all over the palace. And the owner of the palace couldn't sleep. And his family was going crazy. And finally, as this went on and on and on, finally the owner of the palace said, "Okay, you take the palace, I'm going someplace else." So we see that this is the way the Yetzer Hara works. He starts out by just saying, "Just do this." And he might not even be telling us to do an Avera. He's telling us perhaps to do a mitzvah, but not to be so excited about it. Not to do it for Hashem, just to do it for our own enjoyment. But once we let him in even a little bit, little by little, The Yetzer Hara is so tricky that he can take over everything. Now, of course, the point of this story is to know how to beat the Yetzer Hara, how to defeat him. And so, one of the ways is not to let him in at all. If, in our story, the owner of the palace had said no and not let him hang that one nail in the corner, then this man would have never taken over the palace from him. Therefore, every time that the Yetzer Hara tries to trick us, even though he might be dressed up like a chassid, he might say, oh yeah, you know, just daven so much extra today that you don't have so much time to do the other mitzvahs you have to do. So he gets us all confused. He's acting like a chassid. He's saying, oh, daven a lot more. But really his trick is to try to keep us from doing the other mitzvahs we have to do. And the trick that we have to do is not to listen to him, not to at all follow his advice or give him what he wants. In fact, the Rebbe would often explain how we could yell at the Yetzer Hara. And this is also in Tanya of the Alter Rebbe, the first Chabad Rebbe who wrote the book Tanya, teaches us there how to yell at the Yetzer Hara, which is also mentioned in the Gemara. You foolish one! You think you're so smart, you're actually very foolish. I'm not going to listen to you at all. I'm just going to do the exact opposite of what you say. Instead of doing a little bit, something that you say, I'll say do the exact opposite and do extra learning, Titan, extra mitzvahs. Don't try to stop me like that. And other things like this that we yell at the Yetzer Hara. And in this way, by defeating our own Yetzer Hara every day, this brings Mashiach so much quicker. And in fact, really the real truth is that the Yetzer Hara really wants us to defeat him. Really, Hashem just puts the Yetzer Hara here for us to become stronger by fighting the Yetzer Hara. And what the Yetzer Hara really wants is that we should not listen to him and that we should really do more Torah mitzvahs. Even though his job is to get us to do less Torah mitzvahs, but his real inner desire is also that Mashiach should come. It's just that the job Hashem gave him is to get in our way and to try to trick us. But when Mashiach comes, then the Yetzer Hara actually will be revealed as what it really is, which is a malach of Hashem, whose real inner desire is that we should bring Mashiach and we should bring Geula. But for now, we don't see that part of the Yetzer Hara. All we see is that he's trying to trick us into doing less Torah mitzvahs. So therefore, we cannot listen to him, not at all. And we have to yell at him and say, don't listen, don't even try to trick me, because I know that by doing more Torah and mitzvahs, we will bring Mashiach quicker. Thank you so much for joining Jewish Stories and More.